It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Hi, did you see that washboard that I brought in with me? As soon as I tie this shoe, I'll show it to you. This is called a washboard. This is the back of it. It's a board that some people wash clothes on. That's why it's called a washboard. Yeah. Before people had washing machines, they used this kind of a thing to wash clothes. See if I can demonstrate how they did it. They would put it in a tub of water, and then they'd put soap on the dirty clothes, and then they'd put the clothes in the water and then rub it up and down like this. And then dip it down in the water again. Rub it against there. And then the dirt would come out of the clothes. Yeah. And before people had washboards, they used rough rocks to rub their clothes against, sometimes in a stream. Yeah. But there's something else that some people use washboards for. I'll show you. I need a wooden spoon. Now listen. They sometimes use washboards to make music. Come to the piano with me. See you a little later, fish. And I want you to see the difference between this music and piano music. All right? Now, if you hear very well, you close your eyes, all right? And then tell me which instrument I'm playing, all right? Piano. Washboard. Hear it? Piano. Washboard. Piano. See? Do you remember some time ago there was a man by the name of Don Riggs who played all kinds of pipes at Negri's music shop, pipes and all kinds of other instruments? Well, he told me that he was going to be over there today. So I thought we could just take this washboard and spoon and see if we can play something with him. All right? Let's go to Negri's music shop. Come along.
You know, they used to be wood, now they're plastic.
How do you do?
Really nice.
Hi.
Hi,
Jeff.
Fred, how you doing? Don's in the back room. I don't know what he brought with him. You never know with him.
Okay, okay. I'll just go back.
All right.
Hey, Don Riggs.
Hi.
How are you?
Sit. Listen.
Yeah.
See if you can hear the difference. Now, listen.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Yeah, nice. With two coat hangers.
Hey, you have washboard.
Yes. But I notice you have one, too.
Yeah, I like the sound of yours. Here, try mine. See a difference?
Oh, there is a difference in sound. Listen.
I like yours. Now, if you don't... listen, let me show you something. Mm-hmm. If you're going to play a washboard, here's a good thing to have. Thimbles. Put them on your fingers. Keep you from wearing out the ends of your fingers when you play the washboard. See? Makes a nice loud sound.
Put me here.
Oh!
Try here.
I wonder if Mr. Negri could hear the difference.
Probably. Let's call him.
Mr. Negri? Hold your friend here.
I'll see if he's here.
I'll hide mine.
Joe?
Yeah.
Do you have a minute?
Yeah, be right back, Debbie.
Just turn your back, will you?
Yes, over here.
Turn my back?
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Close my eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
See if you know what this is.
Okay, go ahead.
Just listen.
Oh, well, that's the washboard that Fred brought in and the spoon. I saw him bring it in.
Okay. Don't look again.
All right. Well, that's kind of similar, but I don't really know what that is.
Okay, turn around and look.
Take a look.
Well, they're both the same. They're two washboards. But yours is glass.
Yeah, and look what he's got on his finger.
Oh, and you're playing it with pinballs, I see. And you're playing yours with a spoon. Yours is tin, though.
Are you ready to play something with us?
Could I join you?
Yes, please. We have rhythm instruments. Wait a minute, just had somebody.
I have a guitar.
Oh,
right,
isn't that nice?
There.
He just has his guitar.
He always has a guitar handy.
What should we do? Something like a march?
Mr. McFeely,
how are you?
Here's the blue kazoos you've waited for.
The new blue kazoos? That was just the
kazoos.
Order I was expecting. Hey, I've got it. Do you fellas have a minute?
Sure, I do.
Do you? Yeah. All right, let's see. Mr. McFeely, and one for you. John?
Here, Mr. Ryan.
Pass one over. Here you are. One for you, and one for me.
How do you do?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. McFeely. You just take them out.
Have to go.
How?
Oh, you can't just blow in.
Fred, get your washboard. Let's come on and see if we can do it. Now, if you can do both at once, it's hard to do. Are you fellas ready? I'm going to make you a present of those new blue kazoos. They're on the house.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, you know, that washboard there reminds me of the old-fashioned washing machine I have at home.
You have one at home?
Yes, an old-fashioned one.
I'd like to see it.
Well, why don't you come over with me now? All righty, I'm going back home right now.
All right, I will. Would you like this to add to your orchestra?
Hey, I would like that. Thank you, Fred. Yeah, that's a good tone.
It does sound different from the other.
Yeah.
Very nice. Speedy delivery.
Take care.
Speedy delivery. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you.
Over. So long, Fred.
Always glad to see you.
See you.
Thanks
see you
later.
Okay. Bye now.
Speedy delivery. It's the old-fashioned washing machine now.
All right. Bye,
bye
Debbie.
Bye, Debbie. I have my bike parked right out here.
Good. We can walk right along together.
All righty.
Come along to the McFeely's house.
Speedy delivery. Here we are.
Is Mrs. McFeely
home? Well, I think so. Just give a call here. Come on right in.
And show her our kazoos.
Dear, I'm home. Betsy.
David?
Yep, we're here.
Well, Mr. Rogers?
A kazoo.
I knew you played the piano. I didn't know you played the kazoo.
Just learn.
Here's a kazoo for you, my dear.
Oh,
a
David.
A blue kazoo.
It's one of my very favorite instruments.
The kazoo. I wanted to show Mr. Rogers the old-time washing machine, dear.
Oh, that one. Our son just sent it back to us. He moved into a new apartment building.
Doesn't need it now?
Doesn't need it anymore. Nope. But I have something for you upstairs, so I better run up and get it.
All right, we'll be in the kitchen, all right?
Okay.
Okay, right this way.
Right this way.
Here's the old-time washing machine I've been telling you about. See, there it is.
Oh, that is... I've never seen one like that.
Well, this is a copper bin right here. You see it moves back and forth. That's how it washes. You see?
My goodness.
And this is the lid here. You put the clothes... Here, I'll show you how it operates here. First of all, you take this lid off, and inside of here, you put the water and the clothes and the detergent.
I see. So that when it goes back and forth, it makes the suds.
Makes the suds and washes the clothes. Right.
Mixes the clothes all in with the detergent and water.
Right. Well, here. Now, I'll show you how it works.
All right.
It still works. This machine has seen a lot of washings, though. Set this. There we are. Now, the plug here plugs in. And that's the motor for it. Now watch this part.
Right.
Put it in the gear. It goes back and forth.
Sure does.
See. Now it's washing.
I see.
Now this part over here, that's what they call the wringer.
Yes.
And I can move it back like this. And?
Oh, you mean it gets the water out of the clothes, it wrings the water out.
It squeezes the water out, right. See there, the wringer's moving now. And I'll turn this off for a minute. I want to show you. Now, just pretend that this towel is wet, all righty? All right. Now, I'll put it through and catch it over on that side now. There you go. That's a speedy squeeze.
It sure is.
Now, you can put it back to me now.
How can I do that?
Well, I'll show you. This will reverse it. Now, just push it right back through.
Good.
There you go.
Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery. And that's the old-time washing machine. Turn the wringer off. Turn the motor off.
I'm really glad to see that.
It makes a lot of noise.
This part's wood.
That's the wooden part.
It's a great machine, Mrs. McFeely.
It's quiet. Yeah. You're through looking at the old washing machine.
It does make a lot of noise, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. Look at that nice, quiet apartment building that our son moved into.
Looks like a lot of people would live in there.
I know. I think a lot of people do. But since there are so many, they have their own laundry with the washers and dryers down in the basement.
And that's where this washing machine is going, down in our basement.
Our basement.
And my grandchildren come over, they can beat on it like a drum, right? They can just have a little fun with it down there.
And then maybe if they'll let me, I'll play my kazoo with them.
I'm sure they would. Well, it's fun to make up songs. This is my delivery, my dear.
Yes, it's very important. These people have a package that they really want you to pick up.
See, up, oh, nowhere
so
it is.
I
nowhere
hate
it
to
is.
See you go, but okay. Would either of you like an apple by any chance?
I would.
I would also.
Well, Let me see. These are both washed. So you can take them with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay?
Speedy delivery, my dear. See you later.
Okay. Sorry to see you go. It's so nice to have you by here. But I've got a busy day, too.
Well, more deliveries. I'm always
busy.
So
long, David.
Goodbye. You're right this way, Mr. Rogers.
Bye, Mrs. McFeely.
Thank you.
Okay. Happy day.
Thank you, dear.
Which way do you go?
Well, I'm going down yonder there.
I go right over home.
Okay, well, speedy delivery to you, and come back. We'll have another little makeup orchestra with another washing machine and kazoo. Bye-bye.
Fine, Mr. McFeely. Goodbye. Come along to my place, all right? I have something in each hand. What do you think I have in my hands? There's one thing in here, one thing that Joe Negri gave me in here, and there's something in this hand that Mrs. McFeely gave me. A kazoo and an apple. Was that fun when Don Riggs and Joe Negri and Mr. McFeely and I played these instruments together? I think I'll save the apple for later. Take it to my real home with me. Let's have some make-believe. Let's make-believe that Reardon has a kazoo, just for fun. And he's on his way to talk with X the Owl about being in the opera. All right?
Okay, let's have some make-believe.
Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, it's a kazoo, trolley.
Hey, Reardon. How in the world are you? Oh, good feeling, huh? How's your new opera coming?
Well, all right, I guess, except so far not many people are in it. Oh. How about you? Would you like to be in it?
I'd be in it if I could be the owner of an apartment house.
An apartment house?
Yeah, wait till I show you.
An apartment house. Oh.
Something like this.
That's a big place.
Yeah, can't you just imagine flying in one window and out the other? It would be great.
Well, I sort of wanted it to be an opera about work, you know, hard, dirty work, but, well, maybe I can work an apartment house into it somehow.
Good.
I'll go talk to Lady Lane about it.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Hmm.
You want to keep that picture?
Do you want it back?
Okay. Thanks.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye. A mean woman. A mean woman, a worker, an owner of an apartment house. I'm not sure this is ever going to be an opera. Well, go talk to Lady Elaine. Maybe she'll have some ideas.
Scrub-a-dub-dub, scrub-a-dub-dub. Oh, how's the opera maker?
Well, not so good. You see, nobody over at the castle's allowed to be in it.
You mean full-time employees.
Mm, that's right. And you want to be a mean woman, and X wants to be the owner of an apartment house, and...
And you want to do some kind of dirty work. Hey, how about you and me at the laundry?
You and me at the laundry?
Mm-hmm.
Ha-ha! Well, that might be fun.
That would be dirty work and clean work.
What do you mean?
Well, when the laundry came to us, it would be dirty. And when we finished it, it would be clean.
Oh, I see.
Just like what I'm doing here, you
work
know.
And clean work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Our laundry could do the sheets and the pillow slips for the apartment house that X owns.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
The opulence of the day is exquisite. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Well, what is it with you, Aberlin?
Well, plans for an upcoming opera, aren't there?
Oh, you guessed it. But, of course, no full-time employees of the castle are allowed to be in it.
Well, I'm not a full-time employee.
What are you?
I'm a full-time niece. Oh. And I love to sing in operas.
Yeah, don't we all, sweets?
Well, look, we'll have to ask the king about that.
Well, let's ask him right away, because I can hardly wait to sing my new role.
Well, I'll see you in the laundry, dear. Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
Put these things inside.
The laundry. I bet you wonder about the laundry.
Yes,
well,
I was just going to ask.
You see, we're going to have a laundry that does the sheets and pillowcases for the apartment house.
The apartment house?
Yes. Well, X is going to be the owner of the apartment house. Come on, let's go to the castle, and I'll tell you about it on the way. See, and I wanted to be a worker, you know, in a factory, somebody that had a lot of hard, dirty work to do. Oh.
Reardon and Niece Eberlyn, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle
being
Friday.
Friday.
And what is your business?
Well, Your Majesty, you see, Lady Eberlyn wanted to be in our new opera.
That's obvious.
Yes, and we need a ruling on that, Your Majesty.
Lady Eberlyn is a full-time niece, but not a full-time employee of this castle. She may be in the opera.
Oh, good. Yes, of course. Lady Eberlyn.
So, thank you, my dear.
In the opera?
What do you say? I understand. Just so long as she plays the part of Miss Morgan.
Plays the part of...
Who is very rich.
Miss Morgan?
Yes.
Miss Morgan.
Morgan. Yes. Isn't that a grand name?
Morgan.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Friday.
Well, anything for a full-time niece. Farewell.
Farewell. Farewell, King Friday. Lady Eberlyn, Miss Morgan. Rich.
A rich lady. What you kazoo?
Oh, kazoo. Trolley heard me play the kazoo a little earlier.
Oh.
Let's see. All right, Trolley, here's one for you.
I'm going to buy an apartment house.
An apartment house? Yes, an apartment.
I'm going to buy... I'm
apartment
going to
house.
Buy
what
an
else?
Apartment house and some rings of
some
gold.
Some rings, and an 18-carat diamond.
Oh, yes. An 18-carat diamond.
That's the way to make up an opera. Use all the different things that you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. You know, you can even make up your own kazoo. You can make one, yeah. If you have a comb, I usually carry a comb, yeah. A comb and some tissue paper to wrap around it. You can make your own kazoo. Let's get some tissue paper, and I'll show you. I might just use some of these things, too. Make several things. But first, the kazoo. You just need a piece of tissue paper that can go over the comb, both sides, like that. And then you hum into that. Okay, that's one instrument that you could make. Another, I think this is empty. Yeah, just use an empty box. Even need a comb, you can use your finger. For a drum. Let me see here. Rubber band. Maybe put the rubber band around the box. Yeah. Put different sized rubber bands around the box. Good. How about this one? Idea for an instrument, you see? Oh, there are many ideas in this world. You could use a tiny rubber band on a tiny box, too. Let's see what this sounds like. Okay. About time for me to go. But we'll have more things that we can do tomorrow. Oh, you need some food, don't you, fish? There you are. Apple. Kazoo. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to sing, I think I'll make a snapping today. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You always make it a special day for me. Oh, there's so many grand ideas in the world. Sure, we'll think up more of them and talk about more of them tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.